Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
So we're going to attempt to preview the 8-show season, next season, of the Raven Players, all in less than 5 minutes.
Yes, right. Okay. I'm lucky to get them all in.
September 22nd is a play called Accomplice.
Accomplice is a great play. It was written by Rupert Holmes of the Pina Colada song.
Oh, yes.
He also wrote The Mystery of Edwin Drood, but this was written in the early 90s as sort of an anti-sleuth. It's a murder, mystery, comedy, play within a play. And it's one of those, it's a great play because the cast swears the audience to secrecy at the end of the show. It's got so many plot twists and turns, uh-huh. And I guarantee you will not be able to figure it out.
Oh, great. Okay, December 1st to December 10th, A Vintage Christmas, a cross between A Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly, yes. I'm really excited about that one. It's an original play we commissioned a local playwright to write because I thought there is not a wine country Christmas show. A holiday show. Everybody has Christmas Carol.
Oh,
you know,
right, of course.
Great shows. But I tasked our playwright to say, write me a combination of these two and set it in the wine country. And by God, he did.
Wow.
And that's we're going to do that off campus. We're doing that at the Trioni Winery in their old stone building.
Oh, what a great set.
It's a great venue.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along. On January 26th through February 11th of next year, we have Rapture, Blister, Burn.
Rapture, Blister, Burn is a terrific contemporary show. It's about two women who grew up together. One ended up being a rock star academic. The other went into more domestic life. Mm-hmm. They meet in their 40s and decide that they both are envious of each other's life. So they decide they're going to switch lives for a while.
Why has no one done that?
You know what? I don't know. And I'm so happy no one's done it
because
we get to do the
North Bay
premiere.
That's a great idea.
Terrific play.
Okay. And that you're doing at the theater.
At the Raven.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving along to March 1st through March 11th, we have, I hate to say this, I Only Have Ives for You.
That's six short one-acts, 10-minute one-acts by a terrific playwright named David Ives, who is a master of wordplay.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing it at the Cousteau Bakery. It's going to be another one of our off-site shows.
Uh-huh.
They give you an idea that one of the short one-acts is called Words, 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 and it's about that old concept, if you put three monkeys in a room with typewriters, they'll eventually write
uh-huh.
Hamlet.
Right.
And so these are the monkeys who are resenting having to type stuff out in the
right.
room, and they can't stand it, but they're trying.
Right. Right.
And the monkeys' names were Kafka, Swift, and Milton.
That is wonderful. Okay, in March 30th through April 15th, Lost in Yonkers.
Lost in Yonkers is a terrific, well, I think Neil Simon's greatest play, and it's the first of our back-to-back Pulitzer Prize winners.
Oh.
Yonkers, 1942, not autobiographical as Brighton Beach Memoirs is, but still of the time that Neil Simon grew
right,
up.
That's
terrific,
right, that's right.
Wonderful play.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow, I'm overwhelmed already.
And we still have two left.
A Water by the Spoonful, that's April 27th through May 13th.
That is the second part of our Pulitzer Prize double feature, and it was written in 2012. It's actually the middle play of a trilogy about an Iraqi war veteran who returns back to the country feeling disconnected, as many veterans do, from not only his friends but from his his family. And the only way he gets connection is through an online chat group that's made up of recovering addicts.
Chat groups.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful play. And again, I'm glad that we're doing the North Bay premiere of that.
And finally, June 22nd through July 8th, Shrek the Musical.
You know, I looked at my season and I thought, I got to do something for the family. And something that, you know, again, hasn't been done. We've done the Shrek Jr. up here before, but Shrek the Musical has not been done, at least in a while. And it's for those who know the movie, it is not the movie, but it's got the same spirit. And the music is just hysterically funny. It's
fantastic.
A great, great piece.
And we made it in time to say you can get your tickets at raventheater.org online or at Copperfields Books in Healdsburg and Santa Rosa, right?
Exactly right.
Okay. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.